You know Frank Tavares by his voice, even if you don't recognize the name.
Support for NPR comes from American Express. Support for Science Friday comes from Lumosity.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from learn more at ZurichNA.com. This is NPR.
Frank Tavares is out with a new book of short stories. And next, Andrea Kelly speaks with his famous voice about what most of us know about him and about what we don't know, which is pretty much everything.
Frank Tavares, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, Andrea, it's my pleasure.
You're a little bit of a mystery. You're a voice we hear every day, but by the nature of your job, there's no personality attached. Who are you when you're not the guy announcing underwriting?
Well, the way you just described me is the way it probably should be in terms of the underwriting credits. You know, that's part of that firewall between the content and the people that help pay for the content. I was at one time head of one of the programming departments at NPR for about 10 years. And it was during that time that we came up with this concept of having the funding credit. So I got, it was almost literally, who's passing by in the hall and let's see who has the flexibility to pop in the studio. And it was not one of the voices in any of the news programs. So that's how we started there. And then when I left NPR full time, I ended up coming to Connecticut, where I've been a professor in the communication department at Southern Connecticut State University now for about 20 years or so.
What's a day on the job for you when you're doing that underwriting job, not all these other things?
There may be times when I'll be on campus and I'll get an email or a call from the producer, Wendy Blair, and there's something that needs to be changed or there's a phone number or it needs to go on the air very quickly. And I'll run home, drive home really fast, and we'll take care of that. But normally, we'll do a major recording session every other Saturday. And during those sessions, we may record in the groups of three, which is the way you hear them at the end of All Things Considered, a morning edition. In groups of three, we may do somewhere around 300 of those groups of three. So there's 600 of the credits, plus, of course, the newscast credits. And it takes 3.5-4 hours, something like that. We just do them one after the other.
What do you think overall public perception? Is it positive and negative, love, hate?
Well, I think what happens is when you say something in a way that irritates somebody, they will try to find you to complain about it. But if somebody is happy with it, you never hear from them.
A few months ago, NPR had an advertisement for a full-time voice of NPR to be based in Washington, D.C. You're speaking to us from Connecticut, and we're still hearing you on the radio. Are you staying with NPR?
Well, they decided that what they wanted to do was to bring it in-house. The thinking was that, maybe it'd be a way to increase efficiency by having somebody who actually lives in the building and can turn things around very, very quickly. So what they decided to do was to make it a full-time announcer position. Actually, they're combining two different positions. So instead of having a producer, which we have now, and then the announcer, me, and then there's another voice that they use for the online credits these days, they would combine all of these things into one position. And then that person would do it all from Washington. And, maybe a few years ago, I might have thought about applying for that position and moving back to D.C. But at this particular point in my life, I like my day job. I'm a professor, and I enjoy that, and I like the writing that I get to do. And I don't think I could afford to move back to Washington after living in Connecticut. So sometime probably in October, we're still working on the transition from the Tavares voice to the new voice. But my best guess at this time is we'll probably start hearing a couple of different voices during October, and then sometime this fall, the new person will be doing all of the underwriting credits.
You mentioned that you're a writer, that's your day job, and you're a teacher. You've also just published a book of short stories, 12 of them, right?
Yes. And the title of the book is from one of the short stories called The Man Who Built Boxes, the full title, and other stories. If I won the lotto and was able to quit all of my day jobs, I think I would just write full time. That's the fantasy of every writer, I think, is just to have that kind of time. And I've been writing fiction for a while, but started to seriously pursue it in terms of short stories about a dozen or so years ago, and started publishing in various literary journals. And I had a double handful, maybe a couple of dozen stories. And a friend of mine, whom I've known for years, said, you really should pull this together into a collection. I said, yeah. Who's got the time? Blah, blah, blah. And he kept pestering me for about a year. And I finally last spring said, okay, fine. And started talking with it's a small independent publishing company in Washington, D.C., Bacon Press Publishing, Bacon Press Books. And we decided that we would work together and we'd pull together this collection of stories. And it was one of these incredibly educating experiences because I thought, well, how hard can this be, right? All of these stories are written. Most of them have been published, so I'll just send them all down and then wait for the book to come out.
Simple as that, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody should do this. I had no idea how many decisions are made, and I give the publisher a tremendous amount of credit for not saying, okay, here's the list of the 200 decisions that you're going to have input into over the next month. I think that would have just pushed me over the edge. I mean, everything from which stories to include, and even more important, which ones to pull out, and then the order of the stories, and then the title, and why that title, and how does this tie some of the themes together, and not even getting to the book design and working with the designer for the cover and so forth. It was, I've been a writer my entire life, fiction primarily the last, 12, 15 years. And it was just an eye-opening experience. Loved it. Great fun. Scary at times.
Frank Tavares, thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure joining you. And thank you so much for inviting me to share some of this with your listeners.